Now we'll start with our fourth chapter. The fourth chapter is regarding the financial statement which we prepare with the help of trial balance is the revenue statement. Now revenue statement is a statement which shows you the overall expenses incurred and the income earned by the company throughout the year because of their operations. So from the trial balance, as I told you, in the trial balance, we have four different categories of information. One is the asset, second one is the liabilities, which we these two items are subdivided into four and four that we have studied in the third chapter. This is the fourth chapter, and the next two items of the trial balance is expenses and income. Now when I'm talking about expenses and income, they are not two items, but in that there are broad category. It is a very broad category which includes factory expense and office expense, factory income and office income. So you have to take all these expense and income in one financial statement, which is known as revenue statement. This revenue statement is prepared for the whole year. It is not for a particular period. That is the reason I have written revenue statement for the year ended whatever, 31st March 2011, 31st March 2012, whatever, whichever year it is. It is prepared for the whole year. 31st March for the year ended 31st March 2011. Right? In this revenue statement, we are going to find out the results. Means what? Results means profit or loss earned by the company throughout the year. So this is designed in such a way, this is presented in such a way that is it is easily understandable to those people who are from the non-commerce background. So whenever you see, suppose if you have purchased a share of any company, you will get an annual report every year. So in that annual report, you will be having the revenue statement, which will be in this format. This is called vertical format of revenue statement. Means this is the vertical representation of your whole operational expenses and income. Because there is one more format called horizontal format, which is understandable only for those who are from the finance field. But I want to make my financial affairs to make understand my financial affairs to each and every person who are linked with my company. So there may be people who are linked with my company, but they were not aware of the financial terms, right? So in order to make them also understand the affairs of business, I have to write the accounts in such a way, make this statement in such a way that it is easily understandable to each and every person, whether he's from commerce background, financial background, or some other background. So keeping them in mind, this statement is prepared in such a way that it becomes easier for each and every person, whether he's from finance field or not, it becomes very simple to understand the operational pattern of the company and from where, how much profit they earn, and on that basis they can take the decisions. So this chapter, chapter number 4 of your midterm exam, is regarding financial statement called revenue statement. So we prepare in financial accounting, we prepare three financial statement: balance sheet, revenue statement and cash flow. Balance sheet and revenue statement are prepared with the help of trial balance, whereas cash flow statement is prepared with the help of 2 years balance sheet. So that is your fifth chapter. We'll move afterwards, but right now we are talking about the revenue statement. In order to prepare this revenue statement, I require trial balance. Now I told you how trial balance is prepared. I explained you how trial balance is prepared. With the help of trial balance, we get list of all ledger accounts, ledger balances of assets, liabilities, expense and income. Assets and liabilities are recorded in your financial statement called balance sheet. Whereas expense and incomes are recorded in a financial statement called revenue statement. Right? Now, first, I will divide this revenue statement into four different categories. One is the gross profit section. Second is the net operating profit section. Third one is net profit before tax. And fourth one is net profit after tax. I divided the whole revenue statement into four sections. So it becomes very simple to understand. Right? So how? From the trial balance. In the trial balance, you have list of expense of factory expense, all factory expenses incurred by the company on raw material, on transportation for bringing the raw material in, factory rent, factory insurance, wages, all factory expenses are there. Then all office expenses are there, which are incurred by the office, and administrative expense for finance expenses there, selling and distribution expenses there. There are some expenses which are not for the operation, but still they are the expense for the company. Right? So all the expenses, all categories of expenses are there in the trial balance, in the list. From that trial balance, first you take the main income of the business. That is the main revenue of the income of the business. This is the net sales. Is the sales. Now, how to get the net sales? If you are along with me, if you are jotting down, please take the notebook and pencil so that some points I may be using, you have to write it down as you are watching this video. Right? So, net sales. Are you ready with your pen and pencil? Yes? I am waiting for you. You tell me, I will again start, no problem at all. But I want you to have a rough notebook with you so that you can jot it down as and when I explain it. Because it is not possible for you to rewind and forward again and again this video. Right? Fine. So, net sales. The very first is net sales. When I'm talking about net sales, how to find net sales? First, you find total sales. Total sales includes cash sales and credit sales. Means you sold some of the goods in the year has sold in cash. Some of the goods are sold on credit basis. Right? So get the total sales for the whole year. Right? Less the sales return. Some of the goods are returned by the customer, say, since they may be not defective. They may not be as per the sample shown to them. Or any reason, due to some reason, there are certain goods returned by the customer. So, sales minus sales return will give you net sales. So, you can write down the formula for net sales. Total sales means cash sales plus credit sales minus the sales return will give you the net sales. The main income is the net sales. This is the main income of the business. The main income of any business is the revenue generated by their operations. So the main income of the business is sales or the revenue. So from that sale, if you keep on deducting the expense, you will come to the final result, that is the net profit. So this is a very simple way where there is no concept use debit. There is no debit language or no credit language. Only the thing is, the only simple way to make everyone understand is from the main income, you are deducting all the expenses and you are adding all the income. That will give you the net profit. So this is a simple way. But when I am deducting the expenses, I will first start with factory expenses, which is called direct expenses. Right? Factory expense. First, I will, from the sales, I will first deduct the factory expense. You and me call it as factory expense, but the management people call it as cost of goods sold. The management people call it as cost of goods sold. Now, from the sales, suppose sales is 100 crores or 200 crores or 1000 crores. Out of that, you have to deduct from that 1000 crores, you have to deduct your factory expenses of the operation throughout the year. So in order to get this cost of goods sold, you have to use one formula that I have written it for you. Cost of COGS short form is cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold short form is COGS. Now in order to find cost of goods sold means the total factory expense, I first take opening stock of raw material or whatever the stock is if I am using in my operation. Opening stock plus purchase of raw materials for the production plus all factory expenses. When I use the word all factory expense, from the trial balance, you have to take all the factory expenses. For example, carriage inward, wages, right? Freight inward, factory insurance, power and fuel, coal and gas, work manager salary, factory manager salary, technical director salary, repairs of machinery, depreciation of machinery, all factory assets depreciation will be recorded under COGS. Means if someone asks you that repairs of factory asset is recorded under which heading, you have to tell them that it is under COGS, cost of goods sold, because it is a factory expenses. So I repeat, how to find out cost of goods sold? Because you have to deduct it from the sales. So how you get this total? How to get this total with the help of this formula which I had showed you. What is the formula? Opening stock, add purchases, add all factory expenses, wages, factory rent, rate and taxes, factory insurance, octroi duty, carriage inward, custom duty, then dock duty, coal and gases, work manager salary, repairs of machinery, factory assets depreciation, minus the closing stock. After applying this, whatever total you get, you have to write under cost of goods sold. So sales is, suppose, take an example, sales is 1000 crores and this cost of goods sold is, you are say about 550 crores. So what is your gross profit? Sales minus COGS gives you gross profit. As per the numerical example, it may be 450, because I said 1000 crores minus 550 crores is the COGS, you got 450 crores as gross profit. So I finished my, from the trial balance, I took the main income, that is sales, and I deducted the first category of expenses, the factory expenses. Now I will move on to the next part. So the first, I told you that revenue statement is divided into four sections: gross profit section, net operating profit section, net profit before tax, and net profit after tax. So I have completed the first section, that is the gross profit section. Now after this, I'll move on to the expense and income of office. Now office expense and incomes are divided into two categories again. First of all, I divided the expense into two categories, factory expense and office expenses. So factory expenses are taken in COGS. Now we have to talk about office expense. Now office expense and income, office expense and income is again divided into two categories, operating expense and income, non-operating expense and income. So in office, we don't have only the expense and income, but we have two expense, two income, non-operating expense and income, operating expense and income. So in that, first you have to take operating. Operating means because of your operations. So for operating, first you take operating income, add to this gross profit, you have to add income and deduct expense. See, this is a simple way. Income is there, add, expense is there, minus. So from the main income, you deducted the factory expense, that gives you gross profit. Now operating income. Operating income, we have three categories. In operating income, there are, see, all the income, which there is one account called profit and loss account. We prepare profit and loss account for recording all this expense and income. So in profit and loss, credit side, you record all the income. So in that, all the income, only three incomes are treated as operating income, because that is because of your operations. One is discount received. You receive discount from your supplier, and supplier is useful for operations. So that's the reason it is called operating income. Commission received. Sometimes your supplier gives commission to the company because they are helping us to sell his product through their company, through your company. So they give commission for that. Commission received. And third one is bad debts recovered. What is bad debts? Some of the customer has not given you money in some year. They have taken the goods from you, but they had not given you money at that time. So you treated it as a loss. But after a certain period of time, that same customer came back to you. He said, okay, sir, in that year, I was not able to make the payment to you. I'm very sorry for that. See, this is the amount which I was spending. Take this amount. So in that case, that is an income and that is an operating income. So bad debts recovered. Only these three incomes are under the heading called operating income. No other income is treated as operating income except these three. So there are lots of income, profit on sale of asset, rent received, dividend received, interest on investment. They are income, I agree, but that is not because of your operations. I want only operating income. Operating income main is net sales. And three more items is there, that is discount received, commission received, bad debts recovered. Get the total and write it here. Suppose the total of these three income is 150 crores. How much it is? So I told you here 450 plus 150, you got 600 crores ka total profit you have right now. Okay, so I finished up with office operating income. Now I will talk about office operating expense. Now from this total, that 600 crores ka total, you have to deduct the operating expense. You have to deduct the operating expense. In order to deduct the operating expense is not so simple to calculate. It is very difficult, because in order to calculate operating expense, I have to take three joint family expense. There are three joint family under operating expense. I have to take each and every family's expense ka total. First joint family is administration expense. Means what are the expense you incurred for administration? That expense ka total you have to find out. I have given the example of administrative expense. I have given the example of administration expense. What are they? Salary, rent, rates and taxes, audit fees, printing and stationery, electricity, sundry expense, postage and telegram, insurance, trade expense, office expense, depreciation on office asset, etc. There may be many more. If you keep on counting that, one day will be short for you to complete that items. But few of them I have just shown you so that you can get an idea of administrative expense. Means the expense which is incurred inside the office premises. They are called operating expense for administration. So first expense, I will get the total of all this list together and find the total here. I will write here. The second category in operating expense, second joint family in operating expense is finance expense. Now what is finance expense means? The expense which is paid by the company for financing the operation. For financing the operation, you have taken loan. For financing the operation, you have taken borrowed fund, secured and unsecured. So you may be paying interest on them. Yes or no? Yes. So you may be paying interest on them. That all expense is treated as finance expense. Example, finance expense example is interest paid on loan, debentures, bank OD, bank loan. They are all finance expense, and two more and bank charges also finance expense. Bad debts and discount allowed is also treated as finance expense. Bad debts and discount allowed is also treated as finance expense. Finance expense is all interest paid. I repeat, finance expense is all interest paid by the company, not received. Received will become income. I am talking about expense, interest paid by the company for financing the operation for on the loan. So interest paid on any loan. Bank charges is finance expense. Bad debts and discount allowed is also treated as finance expense. So get the total of all these expenses together and write it here. I have to calculate operating expense. For calculating operating expense, I have to take the total of three joint expenses. One is administrative expense. Second one is finance. I have already completed administration and finance. Now we'll move on to selling and distribution expense. Now the name itself suggests you the meaning, selling and distribution. What in the selling and distribution expense? The expense which is incurred by the company for making the goods out of the factory in the market. So whatever expense, sales promotion expense, whatever expense you incurred for making the goods out of the factory is treated as selling and distribution, which is a part of office expense, because that is not the duty of the factory. Factory duty is to get the raw material and produce the things. Selling and distribution is an office expense. So what are the examples of selling and distribution? What you do for selling and distribution? You pay for advertisement, salesman commission, traveling expense, delivery van expenses and its depreciation, warehouse rent, carriage outward, transportation charges outward, railway freight outward, export duty. All this comes under selling and distribution. So get the total of all these expenses and that total will be taken here. So in order to find the operating expense, I need to get the total of each family. There are three family in the operating expense. I need to get the total of each family: administrative, finance expense, selling and distribution expense. Get the total of each family separately and write it here. So get the total 1, 2 and 3. Get the total. Suppose all this total, this here it is 600. I gave you example 600 crores. Now the total of this is say 200 crores. Okay. So 600 minus 200 gives you net operating profit. That is 600 minus 200 gives you 400 crores. So I have reached to the second section of the revenue statement. Once again we'll repeat, no problem. First you start with the sales. Main income is the sales. From that sale, if you keep on deducting the expense and adding the income, you get the results. Means the business result, means the net profit. So first for that I taken net sales. How to find net sales? You have already jotted down the formula, right? What was the formula? Opening stock, total sales, cash sales plus credit sales minus the sales return will give you net sales. From this net sale, this is the main income of the business. From this net sale, you have to deduct the cost of goods sold. You have to deduct the cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold is a word which is used by the management people. You and me will use the word called factory expense, because that becomes familiar and easier for us to understand. So cost of goods sold is nothing but factory expense. Now you also know how to find cost of goods sold ka total. What is the formula? Yeah, I am hearing that little bit, there is murmuring from your side, but it is inside your heart. I want it outside. Yeah, tell me, opening stock. Yeah, plus purchases. Very good, that's great. Plus all factory expenses less closing stock will give you cost of goods sold. Will give you cost of goods sold. If factory expense is not given, then the formula becomes opening stock plus purchases less closing stock. That gives you cost of goods sold. Right? So total minus karo, you'll get gross profit. Now factory expense is over, now come to the office expense and income. Now office expense and income is again divided into two parts: operating expense and income, non-operating expense and income. So first we'll look after operating. So in that we'll first start with operating income. There is only three income which is operating income, otherwise rest all income. This is one of the main operating income. Except this, there is three more item. After this three item, the remaining all the incomes are treated as non-operating income, which will be taking in the later part of the project, Okay. So operating income may discount received, commission received, bad debts recovered. Get the total of this? Got this total. So my example was 1000 crores minus 550. This give you 450 crores. Operating income 150. This gives me 600 crores. This was my example. Okay. Now, from this, I have to deduct the operating expense. For deducting the operating expense, I am supposed to take the three joint family expense total. By taking that three expense ka total, then only it become operating expense ka total. So which are the joint family? Administrative expense, finance expense, and selling and distribution expense. I have given you the examples of that. Okay, fine. So the total of these three was coming 200 crores. I have given the example. So 600 minus 200 gives you 400 crores. So I have reached to the net operating profit section. Now we'll move on to the net profit before tax. For that, now the smaller part is remaining of non-operating income and non-operating expense. Now start with non-operating income. So this net profit of net operating profit, I just continue the scene here. Net operating profit. In this net operating profit, you add non-operating income. I repeat, to this net operating profit, you have to add non-operating income. Now, what are the non-operating income? I give you an example. I told you only there are three income which is operating. That is interest received, commission received, discount received, commission received, and bad debts recovered. Apart from these three expense, apart from these three income, whatever income you are getting in the trial balance, all that income will be treated as non-operating income. Some of the example I have given here: profit on sale of asset, interest received, dividend received, rent received, etc. Apart from these three items, discount received, commission received, and what you say, bad debts recovered. Whatever apart from these three items or three income, any income which you get in the trial balance will be treated as non-operating income. So non-operating income you have to add and get the total here and add to this. This was 400 crores. Suppose this is 50 crores. So again I got 450 ka total. So what is my income, net income right now I am having in my hand here, that this position is 450 crores. Now less non-operating expense. Now why this expense is called non-operating? Because these are the expense which company has to incur, or it is an expense which company bears, not because of operation but because of bad luck. And some of the expense I told you in the balance sheet, miscellaneous expenditure, some of the expense which company had incurred before starting the company. So that expense at that time cannot be treated as, the whole expense cannot be treated as in the operations. But some part of the expense every year you have to charge to the revenue. So that becomes non-operating expense, and the expense which is because of your bad luck, which is not recurring. For example, loss by fire. It does not occur again and again. Right? We will not put fire in my godown again and again every year. Do you do that? No, because it is our company, not others' company. So loss by fire, loss by theft, loss on loss in transit, loss by damage. Then there are some example preliminary expense written off. I told you preliminary expense comes in balance sheet. Suppose 5,000 is a preliminary expense. In 5 years, every year you have to written off. You have to reduce the expense, and that reduced expense is written here in non-operating expense. That is preliminary expense written off. It is a rule by income tax. All miscellaneous expenditure has to be written off in 5 years. Preliminary expense written off, goodwill written off. There is some expenses which is incurred by the company on a special occasion. For example, in the previous 2 or 3 years back, when America was about to attack Iraq, I knew that fact, or Afghanistan. I knew that fact. I was dealing with Afghanistan, right? So I was having a trade with Afghanistan. So I came to know that America was going to attack Afghanistan. So for that purpose, in that particular year, since I was trading with them, my lots of money were blocked there. So I took an insurance premium for that particular year. That is called war risk insurance. So I paid a premium of 20 lakhs, suppose. So that expense I incurred only in that particular year. Since America attacked the Afghanistan country, at that time insurance company covered my losses. After that I stopped trading with them. So this insurance premium I didn't pay in the next year, but that particular year I paid that expense. That is called war risk insurance premium, war risk insurance premium, which is a non-operating expense, which is not an expense which is incurred by the company on a regular interval. No, it is once in a blue moon, right? So war risk insurance is a non-operating expense. Then we have Y2K expense. In the year 2000, it was said to all IT company that your computer will not move further. Means the date will not go further because of some virus. So you have to do something in order to save your data. So that problem was there for IT people. In that year, all the hardware engineer and software engineer minted money. They used to come on the cycle, but in that year, they started using their car to go here and there. Because in that one year, they earned so much income by looting all the people. They said that your computer will not work into 2000 because this virus is going to come. Your all data will get erased because it will not go further. So everyone did that expense, incurred that expense in order to safeguard the data which they wanted. Right? So that was that year, there was an expense called year 2000 expenses. That is only for actually for the IT industry ka computers. But the hardware people took money from the normal PC also, household PC also, and they told that your data will be lost and all that. They made you hyper and they took charges from you. So that is called Y2K expense. Saying, is this expense is recurring again and again? No. It is only in that particular year. So it is a non-operating expense. The expense which is not incurred at a regular interval, which is not the forming the part of your operating expense, they are called non-operating expense. So suppose this expense is 100 crores. So I got 450 minus 100 crores, 350 crores is a net profit before tax. So I've reached to the third section, net profit before tax. I reached to the third section, net profit before tax. Right? So from this net profit, this is a net profit on which the company will decide to pay the tax. They will not pay tax this year. The tax will be paid next year. But for the accounting purpose, we'll make a provision of tax. So that become current liabilities. Current liabilities mein provision for tax. So suppose 350 mein maximum tax is 60% for a business. It starts with 30%, 40. Some business is having 40%, some business is having 45%. You are not supposed to take tension about that. That income tax people will decide that how much percentage you are supposed to pay. So whatever it is, say take 50%. Suppose 350 was my gross net profit before tax. On that, I am making a provision of 50%. So 175 will be with a tax provision for tax, which will be having two effects. One, it will be deducted here, and second, it will be shown in the balance sheet under current liabilities. Provision for tax. So now I reach to the net profit after tax. You got my point? So again, sales minus COGS gives you gross profit. Add operating income will give you one profit. Less from that income you deduct your operating expense, you get net operating profit. From that to that net operating profit, add non-operating income, less non-operating expense, you came to net profit before tax. From this less tax, provision for tax, you will get what? Net profit after tax. Now after this, there is some adjustment which company makes. If company have last year's balance of P&L, suppose last year company is having 20 crores, that will get added to the net profit of current year. You have this much profit. Now from this profit, the whole profit will not be distributed to the shareholders as dividend. They will keep some part of the profit in reserve for various purposes, as I told you, reserves and surplus. So company may be having some policy to keep some part of the profit to reserve. So from this profit, they will keep some, that is called appropriation. In appropriation, two items comes: transfer to reserve, which is an expense for the company. So some from this year's profit, you will transfer certain percentage or certain amount. It is fully on the company's policy that how much percentage they are keeping in reserve. They might keep 80% in reserve and 20% to the shareholders. They might keep 90% reserve and 10% to the shareholders. Depends. But it is not confirmed. We can't say that fixed percentage this much. That depends on the company's policy. So some percentage of profit is transferred to any reserve, whether it is foreign fluctuation fund, whether it is investment fluctuation fund, whether it is dividend equalization reserve, whether it is sinking fund, any reserve. And then certain amount of this dividend is declared to the shareholders, that shareholders will get 20% dividend, means of their capital. I told you, dividend is declared on the capital, not on the profit. So of the capital, suppose the capital is 20 crores, 20% is 40 lakhs or 4 crores, whatever it is. So that will give you the dividend. So dividend will be taken here. So in appropriation, two items comes: transfer to reserve and proposed dividend. Total of this will be deducted from this profit. Whatever remaining is called retained earning, which will become the, like you have opening balance of last year as current year, this will become the closing balance of P&L, which will be shown in reserves and surplus in balance sheet. If it is a profit, it will be shown in reserves and surplus. If it is a loss, it will be shown in balance sheet asset side as miscellaneous expenditure. So this is a profit, this is a result which is calculated, and this is communicated to the people by way of revenue statement. The shareholders, who are the shareholders, equity shareholder of the company, they want to know how much they had earned this year on their shares. So for that, they'll be using one formula called earning per share. This is a financial statement which is used by the shareholders to know, to compare how much they had earned. This is a statement which is used by the company management to know how much they have earned on their investment. So when the company want to know how much they have earned from the investment, they will see net profit before tax. If the shareholders want to know how much they had earned on their shares, they will see net profit after tax. If company want to know their profit, how much they have earned, how much they have got return on their investment, they have to see net profit before tax. If shareholders want to know how much they have earned, they have to see net profit after tax. This is a very important point. Okay, there is one thing, one calculation, one technique which the shareholder use in order to know how much they have earned on their share is called EPS. Please write it down, this formula, as you are watching this video with me. You just jot it down, the formula called EPS, earning per share. Please write down the formula, earning per share. Earning per share. Who is calculating this earning per share? The equity shareholder. Preference shareholder get fixed earnings. So there is no need to calculate earnings of preference share. Their income will not fluctuate. They are earning fixed income. So I am not calculating earning per share for preference shareholders. I am calculating earning per shares for equity shares. Why I am doing that? Because their income is fluctuating day by day, year by year. Okay, so at the end of the year, how much the equity shareholder has earned, they want to see with the help of this revenue statement, they can find out how. The formula for EPS is equal to EPS. Please jot it down while watching this video. Yes, I have told you to take your book and pencil along when you are watching this video, right? Yeah, if you have not taken out your books, please get it. Take your books. Yes, I am waiting for you. Don't worry. I am waiting for you. Yeah, you have got the books and pens. Okay, now you jot down the formula. EPS is equal to, EPS means earning per share. Who will calculate this EPS? The equity shareholder, not the preference shareholder. Preference shareholder get fixed returns. So they are not supposed to calculate. They knew from the beginning of the year. Okay, so EPS is equal to net profit after tax, this one. Net profit after tax minus, from this tax, you have to deduct the preference dividend, right? So net profit after tax minus the preference dividend, divide by number of equity shares. I repeat, what is the formula for EPS? Net profit after tax, this profit, minus the preference dividend, the dividend which you pay to the preference shareholders, right? After paying them, whatever profit is there, that belongs to me, right? So divide by number of equity shares. If there is 2 lakh share capital, divide by 10, 20,000 shares. If there is 20 lakh share capital, rupees, divide by 10, 2 lakh is the share cap, number of shares. So net profit minus preference dividend, divide by number of equity shares. That will give you earning per share, and this is how the company shareholders can compare their earnings with their earning, with the market earnings, with the other company's earning. If they find that their earning is less than the other company, they will remove their fund and invest in some other company. So this is how the financial statement is used by various person for deciding the various factor. I told you, I've explained in the first chapter that who are the people who use this financial statement. One of them is shareholders. So shareholders use this financial statement in order to earn, in order to calculate EPS. EPS is earning per share. And with that, they can take decision whether to continue with this company or not. Okay. So by this, actually, we have completed our fourth chapter. We'll move on to the next chapter. That is our fifth chapter, which is cash flow statement, after a break of 2 minutes. Okay. We'll meet. Till that time, please revise this. Thank you.